So, what I'm doing right now is kind of like, I don't want to say, I'm trying to figure out what they call this, right? But I recorded the episode that you're about to listen to, and I felt like something was missing, and I'm not too sure. So, you're going to see, I'm going to allow y'all to listen to it, and then I'm going to bring it all together because I ended up speaking with somebody over the weekend. Like, I recorded this episode and just kind of sat on it for a second just because I felt like it wasn't a finished product. So, listen to it, and then once you're done, you kind of get the conclusion of where I was coming from.
Thank you for listening to OTR Off the Rip. It's your boy Dijon back at it with another one. Before I even tell you what the topic is, let's go back. So this is, I always like to give you the background information on how this one came up. And to let y'all know this ain't gonna be structured at all, right? Like I'm just gonna talk. Cause it was a conversation that kind of moved me. And I just thought it was, just remind y'all of something, right? Cause we in the fourth quarter and last month in this fourth quarter. So, if we're talking about 2020, we got to get that grind going right now. So, let's get to it. But one of my bros come back Thanksgiving holiday, and he was telling me about a conversation that he had with his pops. His pops felt some type of way about a certain situation. Sorry for not being specific, but he felt some type of way about a certain situation. But in doing so, what he was bringing up was how he was spending his money and how he was able to travel. And it wasn't in the sense of pocket watching. It was more of, I think, like a priority conversation. Now, my bro, I don't want to necessarily say a troubled past, but he's done some things, right? And now he's doing right. So when you look at it, I'm like, bro, we're not even going to acknowledge the fact that he's able to do this. Like, he's taking trips, he's moving around, he's seeing the world, he's trying different things, and he's trying to do it the right way, right? Like trying to be a part of society, you know what I mean? To some degree, right? And it got me thinking, man, like, because this one touched a nerve. So for me, I remember like going to school, right? So, like I said, the people that used to get out the pen, I used to idolize, you know what I mean? Because they used to be fit, they seemed like they had everything put together. Mind you, I'm a kid. Now that I'm older, I see things look different from this point of view now. But I remember them used to be like, man, yeah, the one thing I used to do was wish I would have went to school, all this kind of stuff. Parents, go to school, get a good job, get good grades, that so forth, whatever. And when I get there, it's like nobody's there, right? Like, a lot of people wanted me to get into the situation, but nobody wanted to help me navigate it. And then when I'm in it, bro, I don't really like bundles for sure. Ace stuck with me through thick and thin. Like, he was there through the whole journey. For the most part, I could say since we've been rocking, that's been one dude that's been in my corner like the whole time. So, like, bundles aside, really, doing the right thing or what people say is the right thing and not getting support. But yet, and this is why, and this is no disrespect to anybody who's been in a situation or anything, but it was kind of funny because, like, even family, like, they'll put money on books, but when I actually needed money for books, it was a problem. You know what I mean? I'm struggling, right? Doing all right. No visits. I'm free. People going on the weekend through a scheduled time, go see the person and visit, man. People come home, barbecue, all the stuff. Now, mind you, if you just now hearing this, you might be like, because you ain't got no friends. But cut it out. Nope, that's not it. Because I got people that really rock. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that. So, like I said, I kind of got a bitter situation. And as I'm talking to him, I like to say, bro, and I don't know, I still don't know what I'm going to call this episode, but this is really where it went. I was like, bro, if people had the nerve to hate on Jesus and kill him, what you expect them to do to you? If people killed and hated on Jesus and he didn't turn water into wine, perform miracles, cure leprosy and all, whatever, you name it, right? And was preaching brotherhood and stuff like that, what you gonna expect them to do to you? And I bring this up because, like I said, we preparing, or hopefully you're preparing yourself to have a better year next year than you did this year. And that's not saying that you shouldn't be grateful for what you have, especially if you have something at all. Whether it's good people in your life, family, friends, a better job, your own hustle, you got your health, you got something, right, to be grateful about. But we're going to make next year even better. But, bro, you can't expect people to see your vision. And I have been, it's not to say the word guilty, but I've done this. I know other people where it's when you become strong, you want the team to become strong, and you want to put people on. But you can't expect everybody to see your vision. And sometimes, I'm not going to lie, they won't get it and won't see it until you're already light years ahead of them. And you can't, to some degree, you can't really be mad at them. Like, reach out. If they don't reach, keep going forward. You know what I mean? It's up to you if you want to let them along the ride later down. You know, like, when people say that at the top, and I ain't made it. Like, I made it to my own top. I had my own zeniths. But when they say that it gets lonely at the top, I feel like either the relationship wasn't strong from the beginning, or there was something wrong with you, or that, like I said, or that person wasn't right with you, right? It's one of the different things. But as long as you're doing right and staying solid, it's not going to be lonely, because at the end of the day, as you grow, the people around you should be growing, and as you grow different, man, you start to go to different social circles. And like I said, I ain't even reached, like, I got a new zenith that I'm trying to get to, but I've had some highs. And again, it's odd though, because if you do wrong, people will be like, man, you should be doing the opposite. Like, you breaking the law, that's what you get. You do right, and it's crazy because it's almost the same thing. Like, now it's expected, right? Like, so when I made it to school, it's almost as if people were like, well, you should have done that. Like, now they're making excuses for me being there. And the cold game about it was, I remember first going, and no lie, my first few weeks, maybe to a month, I may have said this in one of the other episodes, but I remember going through and I'm naming all these other people that I felt like should have been there instead of me, not realizing that I put in the work to be where I'm at. And that's ultimately what we do in almost any situation, to be real. Whether you like where you at or not, you got to remember, like, where's the accountability? What did you do to end up in your situations? Like, that's a tough question to answer sometimes. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, the truth don't hurt as much as that lie you about to tell yourself if you don't be real. And that's facts, right? So, again, I'm going to say, if people hated on Jesus, bro, what do you expect them to do to you? Whether you do right, whether you do wrong, it don't matter if you're not doing that, like, in your own essence, right? If you're not speaking your own truth and living your own manifest, like, whatever you want to manifest, like, right? If you're not doing that to your own best abilities, being the best you possible, then what does any of that matter? Because when you was broke, niggas gonna make fun of you or find something, or they want to be around you because you guys are in the same place. The minute that you start to succeed, there's some people that don't like that, because they feel like, you know, like, what makes you special or anything like that. My bad, camera, like I said, like this one, I'm actually recording a video. Don't know when I'm gonna put it up. Like, I didn't tell y'all another episode. I'll be having a video. I ain't really did nothing with him yet. I'm gonna try to get this one out. But as I digress, what I meant, like I said, bro, is I am big on relationships now. I am big on relationships. I value relationships. I value quality time. And this is, and there's hella good people out there. I don't want this episode to sound like, damn, bro, like, you going through something with his people. Nah, I love my people. But there's still some people that don't get it. That don't get it. And I'm speaking to you, hopefully, if you're headed in the direction of your goals, keep pushing. Those who are meant to be on a ride will be there on a ride. Trust and believe that. Those who end up jumping ship, or y'all get into some fallout, like, let it be what it is for that moment. Because, like, just because you was best friends today don't mean y'all gonna be best friends tomorrow. And that's kind of the same thing. And no matter what you do, somebody will find a reason to not like it, to disrespect it, to belittle it, to play it down, to bring up somebody else. You know what I mean? Like, and I've seen that too, where we be talking about cars. I mean, I ain't even going to the full story, but we was talking about driving and having a whip, and somebody was making a comment. And one of my other brothers just like, fam, you don't even got no car, though. Like, why are we having this discussion? You feel me? Like, You're talking about somebody else's property. Like, you don't even own it. People find it. The internet, that's probably one of my biggest beefs with it. Like, this whole social media stuff, like, right now, right? Even though I do have to use it. And I got to challenge myself to get on there. But it's like, more exposure and access to communication gave more people opinions. Because there's a certain level of privacy behind these computer screens and the keyboards, people feel more comfortable saying something that they wouldn't say in your face. But the thing about it is, people are still saying it regardless. So whether that person's a troll, like we would say, I guess, in today's terms, and there's niggas in your life right now, bro, trolling you right now, bro, and you thinking that that person's on your team, that's your partner. But even if they're not, bro, take the ride for what it is, and you may have to cut certain people off. Remember, it's easy to ask for forgiveness than it is for permission. And the only person that you should be asking permission from is yourself at this point. Or, you know what I mean? Like, if you're really a person of faith to the higher, but you don't got to ask them. If they know what you want and what you're in it for, they going to allow it to happen anyway. Keep going. Keep pushing. Like, I'm looking forward to next year. Knowing that I know my inner circle like that, you know what I mean? Like, every time a year ends, I always say, let's look back and see how far we made it, one way or another. I made that jump last year, right? Or not, like, I mean, a couple weeks ago, you know, with the job. I ain't gonna lie, fear kicked in a couple times throughout the thing, and that's kind of been on the back of my mind. But at the end of the day, what am I saying yes to? What am I saying no to? What I'm saying yes to is peace of mind, to waking up, not feeling bothered, not dreading going to a certain job that I didn't want to be to. What I'm saying no to is I no longer... I'm not saying no to a bunch of stuff when it comes to, I'm saying no to being underappreciated. I'm saying no to, like, not betting on myself. Now I have to bet on myself. That's my yes game. That's my yes game. That's part of the point of this. You know what I mean? Like, no matter what you do, right? If you know what you're doing it for, who you're doing it for, why you're doing it, and it's within your moral compass, you're going to be on the right path. Keep pushing. And don't worry about what everybody else got to say. Keep rocking, love y'all, like, follow, subscribe. Sorry for that. This wasn't probably one of those ones that was, like, linear and all that. I'm going to see how I'm going to edit this up. The video probably going to be way different. If I ever do drop the video, will be way different. You know what I mean? But appreciate y'all. This has been OTR Off the Rip. Love y'all.
All right. So, like I told you, the premise of it was, I just kept, like I said, I heard my brother speaking. I was like, bro, people hated on Jesus. What you think they'll do to you? And it goes along the lines in a couple of different ways. What I wanted you guys to take away from it and what I wanted to relay was that when it comes to dealing with other people, sometimes they don't know what they do. They don't really know. Like, some people hate on you and not know, right? Part of that being, if a They're afraid, right? People put their fears on you. Or if they tried something and didn't succeed, they put their failures on you. And then when you begin to do what they thought wasn't impossible, or maybe they never imagined something like that, they'll start giving you negative feedback and don't know why. Because their definition of success and what they thought was possible has now just been shaped in a different form, where you just made them realize something that they never thought of, or made them realize something that they thought was impossible, and all these different things. So they may get negative feedback from an internal problem. Remember, insecurity comes out in so many different ways, in so many shapes and fashions. Sometimes people don't even know that they're doing it. It's almost as if, like, we come from that culture of saying little, right? Oh, you got your little job? Oh, you got them little muscles? Oh, you got that little, okay, you know what I mean? This is my little, like, right? But what are we really saying? What makes it little? What makes it small? What makes it... We did that. And like I said, it was Bundles who I was talking to that made me stop doing that. Be obedient to your purpose. Or be a slave to your... Be a slave to your purpose. Be obedient in your goals. Right? In your habits. Stick to them. No matter what. Because as long as you're true to your goals and you stick to your purpose, you're not going to be misled. What people say, hey, they said it. If something in the milk ain't clean, let it be, right? Stop holding on to what people say. Stop holding on to people, the things that they do, if it's not helping you get to where you want to go. Because again, if they kill Jesus, what do you expect them to do to you, right? And that was the main purpose of this. It's like, you know what you want out of life. You can't expect anybody else to just hand it over to you. Manifestation isn't just about, oh, I... You know, I've been thinking that I want this for a long time. Like, you've been wanting without working towards it. Who you work with and all that. If you remember, there was an episode where I said, where are you going? Who are you going with? Who are you going with may need to change depending on where you're trying to go or how you see it plausible getting to these days. And that was the purpose, because we're about to end the year. I definitely still got more episodes to go. Like I said, I'm trying to hit number 52. So that, you know, like, for that number that I want to reach. And I'm gonna take a, like, an actual break from doing this. But I wanted to sum everything up because, like I said, I didn't feel right. Something wasn't, in the milk wasn't clean with that one. And I wanted, like I said, like, if I'm gonna give y'all something, I want to give y'all something of quality. I want to give y'all something that I can stand by. And it's not that I didn't say what needed to be said. I just don't know if I, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm trying to swing for the fences these days. So again, thank you for listening to OTR Off the Rip. Love y'all. Like, follow, subscribe, share, do all that good stuff. Until next time.